This is the Evil Never Dies podcast midweek show. Keep it evil, everyone.
The Evil Never Dies podcast.
What's up, evil ones? Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, here with episode 245, midweek show. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody had a good Easter. We had the annual Count Karabi Easter egg hunt with all the kids. And actually, my daughter brought my grandbaby over to attend, so it was a good time. And if you're Facebook friends with Carl, you can actually see a picture of him with rabbit ears and a bunny tail. All right, before we get started here, let me tell you how I chose the album that I am going to be covering tonight. Actually, our buddy Todd Hedges from the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast sent me a TikTok video of the Scorpions, and it was a short video of part of a live feed that they did performing their ninth studio album, Love at First Sting. So, since it's the 40th anniversary of the album, I'm going to cover it tonight. And when he sent the video, he was saying how good they still sound. I'm like, well, yeah. The fucking Scorpions. Okay, like I said, this is the band's ninth studio album. It was recorded from summer of 1983 to January of 1984 at Dirk Studios in Stammeln, West Germany. Genre is hard rock, heavy metal. Length of the album is 40 minutes and 55 seconds. Labels are Polygram, Harvest EMI, and Mercury Records, produced by Dieter Dierks. And it was released on March 27th, 1984, so 40 years, like a week ago. Now, when they first started recording this album in the summer of 83, they were at Polar Studios in Stockholm, Sweden, and they were doing some sessions with ex-Rainbow members Jimmy Bain on bass and Bobby Rondinelli on drums, but none of that stuff ever made it to the final album. This album peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Top 200 in 1984, and it hit 17 in the UK. It went double platinum in December of 1984 and reaching triple platinum status in 1995. And if you're a Scorpions fan, you pretty much well know that their album covers have always been a little bit, shall we say, risque. This one was photographed by German photographer Helmut Newton, and they showed it to the record companies, and everything was fine, because it's not as graphic as some of their other albums, for sure, but Walmart in the U.S. complained about it, and they ended up having to change the album art in the U.S. for that, so stupid Walmart. Anyway, they changed the picture to just a picture of the band, and which is actually the inner sleeve for the original album. All right, the band members for this album are as follows: Klaus Meine on lead and backing vocals, Rudolf Schenker rhythm guitar, lead guitar on tracks 6, 7, and 9, and backing vocals. Mattias Jobs, lead guitar, rhythm guitar on tracks 6, 7, and 9, and backing vocals. Francis Buchholz, bass guitar, Moog Torres, and backing vocals. And I think I've mentioned what a Moog Torres is before. It's a foot-operated synthesizer. And last but not least, we got Herman the German, Rare Bell, on drums and backing vocals. Like I said, it was produced by Dieter Dierks, and he also mixed the album, and it was mastered and engineered by Gerd Rottenbach. All right, on with the track listing. Track 1, Bad Boys Running Wild. Track 2, Rock You Like a Hurricane, and that was released as their first single and music video. Track 3, I'm Leaving You, that was also released later in the year as a single also. I think it was their fourth single on it. Track 4, Coming Home, that's a good song, man. That's like a tribute to the fans. Track 5, The Same Thrill, a mediocre song. Track 6, Big City Nights, and that was released as their third single, actually. Track 7, As Soon as the Good Times Roll, good song. Track 8, Crossfire, and that's basically talking about, I guess, nuclear war, I would guess you'd say. Then we rounded off with track 9 and their second single on the album, Still Loving You, which is basically a ballad. If you've never heard this song, I don't know what rock you've been hiding under. Then in 2015, the band decided to remaster their entire catalog for their 50th anniversary of being a band. And it came with the deluxe edition. It had 5 bonus tracks, demo versions, and a couple of demo songs that didn't make it to the album. And it also came with a bonus CD, Live at Madison Square Garden, recorded on June 7th of 1984. And that has 11 tracks on it. That version is on Apple Music, so if you want to listen to it. Very well recorded live album for sure. It's basically the same set as their 1985 live album they released Worldwide Live. But I think this live version on this bonus CD sounds way better than the Worldwide Live album, since they remastered everything and made it sound really good. So, okay, on to the tour. This was their biggest, longest tour ever. They did like over 150 shows from March of 1984 to November of 1985. Big tour. And I actually got to see them on this tour. Seen them right before my 17th birthday, Springfield, Illinois, at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. Bon Jovi was supposed to open up for them, but something happened with that, and this band called John Butcher Axis ended up opening up for them. I'd never even heard of them before. I don't even remember what they sound like. I guess I'm going to have to look them up and listen to them and see if I remember it. But anyway, good concert, man. The Scorpions put on a great show. And I actually still have the ticket stub, the newspaper advertisement for the show, and my daughter, I think, still has my concert shirt from that show. I'm wondering how many moth-eaten holes are in that thing. But I'll get pics of them and post them in the Evil Ones group. If you're not a member, you might want to join on Facebook. And you can check them out when I post them. All right, here's my take on this album. I absolutely love this album. It's probably my second favorite Scorpions album. Just sounds good. Good songs. Not really a bad song on it. It still holds up to this day. I just listened to it again today. And this new remastered version really sounds good. They really tightened it up a lot. So I suggest you check it out. And I'm going to give it 5 out of 5 for sure. So that's all I have for Scorpions. Love at First Sting. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button on the YouTube. And like we talked about on the last episode, we're doing a little contest. Take a screenshot that you liked and subscribed. Send it to evilneverdiespod@gmail.com and get your name thrown in the hat for a t-shirt. And if you just listen to the podcast, it's available on all podcast platforms. And check us out on all the social media. We're not hard to find. Just look up the Evil Never Dies podcast. And that's about all I got this week, guys. We will talk to you Sunday. I think we're doing another Hammer Dracula film, so stay tuned for that. Everybody seems to like those, so check us out. Thanks for watching and listening, and stay evil, everybody.
So what is wrong with analysis?
Frustration.